Well, today, this man's created more live music than most people I know. Billy Price is here with us. He's been playing live music for many, many years in and around Pittsburgh, but all over the world. And he has a new collaboration with the legendary Otis Clay, and we're going to talk about that and welcome Billy in just a moment to talk about his life, his career, but also the terrific album that is going to be released, I believe, this Tuesday, and we'll talk about that.
That in the end, you'll still be loving her, but now she's gone. So all alone, I never learned to give myself. I've been a fool, but right now I need someone else. Well, 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 just like Boy Blue Eye, I'd blow my horn if you just leave me home. Baby, I should have known. It takes a fool to learn that love don't love nobody. It takes a fool to learn that love. Sometimes you gotta suffer to make your bed, boy. Gotta sleep well, well.
Nobody.
It takes a fool to learn
that love don't love no one.
No. Sign of pain. It's on my face. My heartbeat stops. Oh, but I won't take the blame. No, no. I gave all the love I had within. My love was strong.
The Saturday Light Brigade, and Billy Price is here. Hey, Billy, how are you?
Great to be here. Thank you.
It's wonderful to have you here. I haven't, it's been forever since I've had a chance to see you and say hello, and I'm glad we can do it today because here we are, just a couple days shy of the release of this album that you did with Otis Clay. Now, I have to admit, I didn't know much about Otis Clay
mm-hmm.
until he came to my attention through you.
Uh-huh.
Born in Mississippi, gospel singer, progressed and eventually just became known for soul, had a few, you know, pretty well-selling records,
mm-hmm.
Blues Hall of Fame member. How did you hook up with him? How did this all happen?
Well, kind of a long story, but we have plenty of time today, right?
So, yeah, absolutely.
So I became a fan. So Otis recorded in Memphis, Tennessee for a label called High Records. And of all the styles of soul music, I think the High Records sound is probably my favorite. It's, you know, Al Green was their biggest artist, but they also had Otis Clay, Syl Johnson, O.V. Wright, and Ann Peebles, among others. So I was a big fan of Otis's first album on High Records. The biggest hit record that he had was a record called Trying to Live My Life Without You. And you might know the song was covered by Bob Seger. I used to smoke 5 packs of cigarettes a day. It was the hardest thing to give them away, that song. So that was a kind of a hit for Otis, but he never quite broke through, you know, on popular radio. But I was a big fan of his. So when I was with the Keystone Rhythm Band in the late 1970s, we did our first album, and one of the songs that we covered was "Is It Over," which was one of Otis's songs. And so we actually, that was the title of the first album, was the title song, "Is It Over."
Mm-hmm.
And my manager at the time got a hold of Otis on the phone and invited him to come and play some shows with us on the East Coast. Otis is from Chicago. And he was kind of reluctant for a while, but eventually he agreed to it. And we did a couple of shows in Washington, D.C. and here in Pittsburgh. And boy, it really clicked, you know.
Yeah, you guys sound like brothers as you're singing together. You kind of look like brothers a little bit, too. What was it like when you first met him?
I'll tell you, I will never, ever forget the experience of singing "Is It Over" next to Otis Clay at Desperados in Washington, D.C. I was so overcome by emotion that I really almost couldn't continue. And I've had a chance to work with Otis maybe 10 or 15 times since. Probably the biggest thrill of my entire career. He brought us to Chicago to play with him at a club called Biddy Mulligan's. And Otis coaxed his friend Tyrone Davis to come to the show. And Tyrone Davis is another guy that I've worked with for whose songs I've covered over the years. And anyway, so Tyrone was in the audience, and then he jumped up on stage with us, and I sang "Turn Back the Hands of Time" with Otis Clay and Tyrone Davis and my band backing us. So after that was over, I thought, well, okay, I've lived my life. Whatever else happens is pure gravy.
I want to open our phone lines. If you have a question of Billy Price, Billy's been such a seminal figure here in Pittsburgh going back some 30-plus years. So feel free to call us. Or if you have a question about Otis or any other musicians, 412-200-5975. Billy will stick with us for a little bit. Here's another track. This one actually, I think, let me check because did they change the order on me? No, they didn't. This one opens the album. And you can hear why as it starts. It's called "Somebody's Changing My..." I should let Billy announce it. "Somebody's Changing
Somebody's
My
Changing My Sweet Baby's Mind."
Where was I, darling, when your love gave me a... Oh, yeah. So tell me, what was I doing, baby? Well, my dreams all turned to dust. I want to know, was I out on one of my fleas when I should have been home, tied to your apron string? Woo-hoo. Somebody changing my sweet baby's mind. I don't believe it, but I know they are, baby. Somebody changing my sweet baby's mind. Well, now signs of your leaving scattered all around. Oh, that's what they said, baby. I was gone when you needed someone. Did you lay your burden down? Oh, yeah. You said a blind man you might forgive and stop touching you, 'cause all of this is here. Somebody changing my sweet baby's mind. I don't believe it, but I know they are, baby. Somebody changing my sweet baby's mind. We'll be right back.
about the only thing to do. Oh yeah. But the sadness of those two words don't match the feeling I have for you. No, baby, I was a fool to keep fooling around. I was living it up, and I'll never live it down. Oh, oh, oh. Somebody changing my sweet baby's life. Somebody changing my sweet baby's mind.
Somebody's changing my baby's mind.
Somebody changing my sweet baby's mind.
I don't believe it, but I know they are, baby, baby.
Somebody changing my sweet baby's.
Kind of fun for me to back announce these songs. I want to say something like WHOD, maybe. I don't know. But Billy Price is here. And we're talking about and also sampling some songs from this album, which will be out this coming Tuesday. And that's the first track from it. The name of the CD, by the way, is This Time for Real. I checked earlier. It's already on Amazon. It's sort of waiting there to be turned on, so you can order it when it drops on Tuesday, as they say. Featuring Blues Hall of Famer Otis Clay, along with Billy Price. So how did this come to be? The album's called This Time for Real. How did you come to actually decide to record this?
Well, what that title means to me and Otis is we've done some things together before. Otis did a cameo on an album of mine called The Soul Collection, and then he sang Love and Happiness, the Al Green song, on an album that I did with the French guitar player named Fred Chapelier called Nightwork.
Oh, yeah.
So Otis is on there, and you know, we've sung together live many times, and so we decided, okay, this time for real, let's do a whole album together.
I like it.
My plan before I got involved in this project was The Soul Collection is one of my favorite albums that I did. And the idea behind The Soul Collection was let's resurrect some great soul songs that from the past that weren't that big hits, but that maybe should have been. And so my plan was to do The Soul Collection 2, and I was keeping kind of a running list of songs that I would want to record. And one day Otis called me and he said, you know, I just got back from the legendary Rhythm and Blues cruise, and must have been 5 or 10 people came up to me and said, Otis, you and Billy Price have to record together. He said, you know, we've been dancing around this thing for a while. Let's do an album together. So, of course, I thought that was a great idea. And then about a week later, another old friend of mine, Duke Robillard, the great guitar player from Rhode Island, he called me and said, we've been producing people. My partner and I would love to produce an album on you. And I said, well, what about an album by me and Otis Clay? Would you be interested in that? And he said, well, yeah.
Wow.
I would be. So it all sort of came together from there.
I want to bring John Benley into the conversation, too. John's,
hello. Hello.
John's in our member of our team here at SLB and is a musician, and I know is a fan of Billy's. And I am glad you're here. It's kind of fun to sort of talk a little bit. Did you have any questions of Billy at all? I mean, if you don't right now, just jump in. But if you do, pop in.
Yeah, definitely. I saw Billy, what was that, a little over a month ago at Thunderbird, and I said, we got to get this guy.
Who is this new guy?
Yeah.
Who is this guy?
Well, who's this fresh face? Whenever people say to me, I've never heard you live before, I always say, you must not drink much.
What was your reaction? Was that the first time you saw him, John?
Well, first time I saw him live, but I had been listening to songs like El Dorado Cafe and Slip Away and all that stuff, and big fan. I had an uncle who was a local musician that I think you knew. So
it's something. Where did you grow up, Billy?
I grew up in northern New Jersey, a place called Fairlawn.
Okay, and then what brought you to Pittsburgh?
Well, I went to college at Penn State, and we had a band up there called the Rhythm Kings, and the Rhythm Kings started to play here in Pittsburgh, and kind of laid roots down here.
Yeah, became the Keystone Rhythm Band. And
years later,
I mean, I know you're still very active now, in those days of the Keystone Rhythm Band, you could not have been getting much rest between gigs. You
guys not a whole lot. Yeah, we
seem to be playing every single night, pretty much. Do you ever miss that pace at all, or like what do you think about when you look back at that period?
Well, you know, I didn't love the life of being on the road, but I do miss playing in some of the places out of town that we used to play. I used to like to go down to Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and further south. So I kind of would like to get back to some of those venues, which some of which are still there. I just saw on Facebook today a friend of mine posted, I'm playing at the Double Door in Charlotte, North Carolina for the first time in 20 years. And I kind of commented on that, and I said, it's got to be over 30 for me.
Yeah.
But it's still there. Great, great place.
And some of the places in Pittsburgh are no longer here that you would have spent a lot of time playing. I'm trying to think, reminisce a little bit about some spots.
Well, there was a Fox Cafe in Shadyside. That's where I first started playing with the Rhythm Kings. And then years later with the Keystone Rhythm Band, there was Fat City in Swissvale.
Right.
And Graffiti in Shadyside, Oakland.
Nick's Fat City.
Nick's Fat City on the south side,
Billy Price is here. We're going to hear another song from his forthcoming CD in a second. If you've got a question for him, Billy's got a lot of fans, so I just want to be sure you have the opportunity. You can text us or phone us at 412-200-5975. Radio Phoenix listeners, check out Billy if you're not familiar with him, although he's known internationally.
I just played with I was just in Memphis last weekend, and I played with a harmonica player from Phoenix named Bob Corator. He's a great, great player.
Somebody's ears.
I bet somebody knows him there.
I'll bet you. Yeah. Somebody's ears just perked up. Will you and Otis Clay tour at all or go out together?
Well, we don't have anything definite planned, but Otis and I were talking on the phone the other day, and he said, you know, once this album drops, our phones are going to be very busy. So I think he's right.
Let's hear another reason why. This song is called All Because of Your Love. And the album is This Time for Real, Billy Price and Otis Clay.
Got the rockin' and the real. Knocking on the wrong door, putting on the wrong clothes, baby. Dressed in the bathtub, and baby.
Boiling over.
The Saturday Light Brigade, a special day. Billy Price is here. And that was from his album with Otis Clay, All Because of Your Love. We'll talk with Billy again in a moment. Carnegie Museum of Natural History joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Carnegie Museum of Natural History presents Animal Stories, opening today in this exhibition geared towards children ages 3 to 8 and their families. Visitors can explore the hidden habitats and secret lives of forest animals through role play and hands-on interactives. More information is available at carnegiemnh.org. Thanks for being along with us here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Those background singers we hear are just delightful. You can just picture them backing up Otis. Who are, I think, that are they all women? It sounds like it's a group of
three women. And sometimes Otis put another part in himself. But this is the third album of mine that they're on. They perform with Otis, and it's Teresa Davis. Teresa used to sing with a group called The Emotions in Chicago. The Emotions had a lot of hit records. And Diane Madison, who used to work with Aretha Franklin, is one of Aretha's background singers, and Diana Simon, who is a current member of the Shylights, the soul group. Oh, girl, and all that. Yeah. So,
Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
And they are absolutely amazing and a joy to work with. They're very fast and very efficient and tremendously talented.
Did they do Everybody Plays the Fool?
No, that's the
Delphonics, maybe.
No, not
Everybody
the
plays the fool in some time. But that same style.
Cuba Gooding Jr.'s father, I think, was in the group who did Everybody Plays the Fool. Huh. Well, we have the internet.
Yeah, right? We have the internet.
So we'll get that to you.
Yeah. What about the the limitations? You were talking a little bit earlier about how recording wasn't, you weren't always in the same place at the same time. So
yeah, I did all the rhythm tracks with Duke Robillard and his band in the studio that Duke works in Rhode Island. And we kept trying to schedule Otis to come fly to Rhode Island. And eventually we decided, if you can't bring Muhammad to the mountain, bring the mountain to Muhammad. And so we booked a studio in Chicago, and we took all the files to Chicago with us. And we picked up there and did all the vocals there. So.
Yeah, I can't imagine doing the vocals in separate studios. I mean, it's possible, but yeah, you guys want to be together.
We ended up having full vocal tracks from me and from Otis, and then we patched them together back in Rhode Island after we got back. But there were some times where it didn't work unless we were really singing together real time, and so we did that in Chicago quite a bit too.
Before I leave it dangling, the main ingredient did Everybody Plays the Fool, and I'm pretty sure they were a one-hit wonder. What made me think of that song is Tell Me, Have You Seen Her? There's sort of a narrative in it.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to you about this.
I have a little rap section in the end of Love Don't Love Nobody. I enjoy doing that.
You break the fourth wall.
Right.
Elvis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As you're talking about recording the CD, it occurred to me, I think a lot about what radio was like as a practitioner 35, 40 years ago compared to what it's like now, and especially audio production now to what it had been like. And would you say it's sort of a blessing and a curse the way that music is created now? Or how do you feel about, just the notion that you can record in one studio, take all the files with you to another studio, you know they're compatible.
Oh, yeah. I mentioned before that I had worked with Fred Chapelier from France. So the first thing I did with him, he did an album over there called A Tribute to Roy Buchanan, and he asked me to sing a song on it, and he just sent the files to us here in Pittsburgh, and I put a vocal on, and we shipped it back, and there it was. So that never could have happened before, and that is certainly a blessing to me. I mean, maybe you lose some of the spontaneity or the possibility for serendipitous interaction that you'd get if you were doing things real time, but I think it's a trade-off that I'm happy I'm able to make, you know?
I think about perfectionism sometimes as analog, sort of limited you to just getting it out the door and getting it done.
And there's definitely some advantages to a live feel, and you know, capturing on a recording something that's happening that happens live. You know.
Yeah, I think that's very much a part of soul music tradition too.
Yeah.
Like you can't build a track.
Right.
You can't go track by track. It's like bass player, drummer.
Yeah, so all the tracks were done. I was singing a reference vocal while Duke and his entire band were playing. Certainly, we layered horns on later, and you know, we did overdubs and stuff and fixed things. But what you're hearing is basically me singing with Duke Robillard and his band. And then I mentioned that once we got to Chicago, there were some things that just didn't work unless Otis and I were at the microphones at the same time, and so that's what we did.
You can talk or text Billy Price. We'll get the text to him at 412-200-5975 if you have a question. I know it's middle of the day. You might not be near a phone, but feel free to do so. I just want to be sure you're involved if you wish. 412-200-5975 here at the Saturday Light Brigade. So one thing that struck me is just how you started. I mean, a man doesn't wake up necessarily, you know, from where you are in New Jersey, thinking I'm going to become a soul singer. I'm going to front a show band, and I'm going to have this, you know, venerable career that you've had. What inoculated you or injected soul into you?
Well, I don't know what.
Kids inoculated isn't the right word.
I don't know what kids' experience is today, but you know, when I was growing up, radio was just sensational. Radio was great. We had Porky Chadwick here in Pittsburgh, so we had sort of the equivalents in Jersey were Murray the K was one, and Jocko Henderson was another, and there was a radio station in the 60s, WWRL, which is all the way on the end of the dial. This was the classic era of soul music, Motown, Stax, Muscle Shoals, all that stuff. And the radio was so great back then. I mean, I used to take my parents' car and just ride around Fairlawn over and over again because I never wanted to go home because I was enjoying listening to the radio station so much. And that's where I got kind of, as you say, inoculated to soul music. But you know, a lot of kids had garage bands back then, and I had one. And then I went to Penn State, and I joined a band there. We played fraternities, and, you know, one thing led to another. But I was singing in bands from the time I was in sixth grade, basically.
Wow.
Yeah. And, I always wanted to be the James Brown guy. You know what I mean? I played a little guitar and tried to learn guitar, but for whatever reason, I didn't have the persistence to become a musician playing an instrument. I wanted to be the guy out front who was, you know, the front man.
Yeah.
You know?
And you achieved that. And that's not an easy road to hoe, though, because you're always going to have a band, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, economically, there's issues associated with doing that. And that's also a lot of wear and tear on your voice.
Mm-hmm.
And on the energy level, you got to keep up. But people embraced you probably in ways beyond your wildest imagination,
I would think. Yeah,
let's take a listen. This is another one. It's called Broadway Walk. It's off the Otis Clay combination with Billy.
Head up high. Checking out the people.
Walking down Broadway, just the faith in the crowd. But I got a groove, and I'm walking proud.
I'm up on Broadway, yeah, doing the
down here on Broadway, man.
Man, I'm walking down Broadway here, baby.
Doing the Broadway walk. Doing the Broadway walk.
Watch me now.
Doing the Broadway walk. Doing the Broadway walk.
Doing the Broadway walk, Billy Price and Otis Clay, also doing the Broadway talk, talking to each other, and nice scene there. The Saturday Light Brigade, a little different this hour. Instead of live music, we have a live person, Billy Price. I guess we always have live people with the live music, but Billy Price is here. And Otis Clay, incredible singer, gospel, soul, blues, Hall of Fame member from Chicago, and Billy got together and put an album out, which is called This Time for Real. And these songs are just, you know, that one sounded like something a little bit by Sam and Dave or the Chips. You just hear these songs, and they're just so natural.
Yeah, that's a Bobby Womack song, and I'm a huge, huge fan of Bobby Womack. And Bobby Womack wrote that with a guy named Daryl Carter, who also wrote track number two on there, which is I'm Afraid of Losing You. And so I was in Memphis last week, and I had a chance to get together with Otis, and he introduced me to Daryl Carter, and we all had breakfast together, along with a guy named Johnny Rawls, another great artist. So that was fun.
We're just gonna have a few moments together, and John Bentley's here with us too, from our staff. And there's something I want to ask Billy, but before I do,
I'm interested in knowing what you think about the creative process as it relates to having a job and sort of, you know, you've been a successful career musician, but you also have another part of your life as a, you know, a day job, and, and where you see how that helps or hurts or.
Well, for me, I mean, it helps not to have to rely on the income from the music business because, you know, it's not that easy to make a living as a working musician. And I think when you have to make a living entirely as a working musician, you may be more prone to compromising things artistically. I don't know. You know, for example, around the time right before I got the day job, I worked really, really hard on putting this album together, and we had to think about things like, well, who's on the radio now? You know, Huey Lewis and the News are on the radio, and Robert Cray's on the radio. What could we do that sounds like Huey Lewis? I don't want to have to think about things like that, you know. So I can do an album like this, which is, you know, exactly what I want to do, you know.
Yeah, that's a.
So it affords me some freedom, I think.
Yeah, there's something. I'm sort of thinking along the same lines. One is how you find audiences these days in distribution. Mm-hmm. That's changed so much, and I would imagine in some respects it's easier to connect to audiences.
In some respects it is, yeah. Certainly I wouldn't be able to play in Europe if it wasn't for the internet and easy access to things, I think. So I think that's definitely true.
I mean, the thing, and I don't know if it's because...
I mean, a lot of people complain about the music business today, and there are certainly lots of things to complain about. But I think with anything, you have to deal with the world as it is, not the way you'd like it to be. And, you know, you just have to make the best of it.
Everything changes, too. I mean, on the one hand, you can find, passionate groups of people that love the kind of music that you love to create and reach them in ways you couldn't before.
Definitely. As I say, I was in Memphis for the Blues Music Awards, and you know, there's a very, very vibrant community of both fans and musicians who are still doing this.
Yeah. On the other side of that, it's such a vast the amount of music that's there, and good music too. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing how much is there, and some of it is probably just growing older on my part. But you know, it would seem like 30 years ago, you kind of knew who the top 10 artists were, or you could, if you looked at a Billboard 100 list, you might know at least half of them.
Yeah.
Today, music is coming from so many different places and being distributed in so many different ways.
I don't keep up much myself either.
It gets hard. I was curious, John kind of got at this too, as to what advice you would give people that wish to have a creative, a life as an artist or a singer, because it's not an easy life. And, how you would tell folks to, approach, or at least some of the pitfalls to avoid, or...
Well, I think with anything, it's a matter of following your passion and go deep with your passion. I mean, that sounds very vague and broad, but that's really, really what it's all about, I think. And don't compromise. Your passion will tell you what to do.
Hey, were there times when you felt like giving up?
Well, there were times when I did actually give up, sure.
Yeah, I guess you did. You did have a couple gap years, as the kids like to say. Yeah. That's funny because...
Other considerations intervene. So when I say follow your passion, I'm not saying that I always did that, because I didn't, but maybe if I have any regrets, it's that I wish I had,
Do you think that collaborations like this one with Otis Clay give you, obviously, you learn something, but you also, rediscover something?
Absolutely. He brings out the best in me. I mean, when you're standing there at a microphone and the great Otis Clay is in the other room and, Teresa and Diane and Diana are there singing background, I mean, they're going to bring out the best in you. There's no way. But that's not going to affect you,
I'm sure the reverse is true as well. He has to find great joy.
Well, I think
we
do push each other, and we have developed a way of singing together where when we're performing, we just kind of look at each other, and there's this nonverbal thing that's going on, and we always know we don't like get in each other's way very often. We complement each other pretty well, I think.
There's a note here from Bruce. Great chat with Billy. I remember going to see the Keystone Rhythm Band at Graffiti. Such great shows over the years. It's funny. He wrote KRB. I had to think for a minute.
Yeah, right.
I'm thinking, is that a radio station? No, that's the Keystone Rhythm Band. And do people, you must have a lot of people coming up to you remembering specific shows like got engaged on the night of your show or those sorts of things.
Yeah, I think I've increased the population of Pittsburgh by some non-significant percentage.
We can either view that as a positive or negative thing. This is probably going to be about our last chance to talk with each other, and we'll play one more song for the CD.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah. Anything else, though, that you wanted to mention?
If people are interested in buying this album, they can come see me at one of my shows, and my shows are on my website, billyprice.com, or you can also order the CD after Tuesday at billyprice.com.
So. Excellent. And do you know offhand where you'll be playing next locally? Do you have a release party coming up?
Well, we're doing Moondogs tonight in Blawnox, and I have a lot of former guys who used to play with me are coming down this evening, so it should be a lot of fun. We start at 10 o'clock at Moondogs.
Now, might these CDs be Might they be not unavailable?
Yes, I would. That's exactly the way I would put it.
Okay, so they might be not. So it like a physical CD might be not unavailable. Not,
exactly right.
At Ronnie's Moondogs
right,
tonight.
But they will be available on May 29th
when they
at
drop.
The Club Cafe.
Oh, okay.
So we're doing Club Cafe, and we are celebrating the release of This Time for Real May 29th.
Fantastic. And I, you know, I'm looking at the CD. I'm looking at a draft of the CD here in front. It's really well packaged. There's great pictures. It's a reminder of how nice it can be to have a physical copy of
music. Yes, and many thanks to Mary Catherine Bianchi for putting that package together for us.
Billy, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
This is called Going to the Shack. I get one more chance to try to hit the post of the vocal. Thanks, Billy Price.
I'm going to the shack, yeah. Gonna get the slack out of my back. I'm going to the shack, yeah. To get the slack out of my back. All right. I'm gonna move. I got to keep on grooving, baby, all night long.
My baby's in the shack waiting on me. She's got love that's good to me. I'll be there just as soon as I can. Get yourself ready and let me come on in.
I'm going to the shack. Gonna get the slack out of my back.
Saturday Light Brigade, that's Billy Price and Otis Clay from the album This Time for Real.